Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to this episode of the Carrot Cast. And I'm driving on the way to work, and this is a special week. This is a special week, the next 2 weeks, and I want you to be a part of it. And I'm going to tell you how you can be a part of it in one way, shape, or form here in a little bit on this episode. But this week, we're starting to see some of our team members arrive for our Carrot Team Retreat. Okay, so our Carrot Team Retreat, we do it every 6 months. And we fly everyone in. We're 20-plus employees now, amazing, amazing people marching toward our purpose and our mission to help help unleash entrepreneurs, help add humanity to business so we can save you more time in your life for things that are precious, for things that matter, so you can go out there and make your impact, okay? We're here to serve you guys, to amplify you as leaders. And people are starting to arrive. Pete on my team arrived last night with his wife. His wife is staying here this week. And then everyone else arrives this next weekend. And I'm excited. There's going to be 20 people converging on Roseburg, Oregon, 20-plus over the next week. And then next week, we're actually going to head away. We rented a big house on the river, or not on the river, on a lake over by the Oregon coast. Big old house. And this is kind of funny trivia. Is we rented the house, and like 7 or 8 of us looked at the darn VRBO listing before we booked it. And then Sean and our team, who runs in our concierge, he's in our concierge department where he works with high-level investors, dialing in their websites through our concierge quick start program. Sean actually pointed out, he said, "Hey, did you guys notice this house is a boat access only house?" We said, "We did not." But, and I apologize about the background noise. I'm driving in my truck right now to the office. But it's going to be amazing because it's going to create such a cool experience. It's going to create such cool memories for us where we have to ride 20-minute boat rides to the house and back. And, we're planning some amazing stuff, which is going to be a blast. But the reason I'm bringing this up is this, over the years, as we've built Carrot, we ran into different struggles. We ran into different things that we had to get over. One of my friends asked me a couple years ago, which actually spurred on one of my favorite Carrot Cast episodes of all time. He asked me a year or two ago, he said, "What's the one thing that you could contribute your success to?" And as I say in that episode, it kind of set me aback because I'm like, man, there's not one thing, but there was one thing at all these different stages of business and life. And in order to get past this one, I had to make this decision and I had to learn this. And in order for me to get past this one, I had to make this decision and I had to learn this. And so go listen to that episode of the Carrot Cast. It could completely unblock you on whatever's blocking you right now in your life or business. And could change your life the same way it has mine and so many other people. But I think it's something like the 8 success steps or 8 success questions or something like that. Go find it in the archives. The reason I bring this up is we started Carrot Camp actually because of this need, because of this journey that I myself am on, that we are on here at Carrot, the shared journey that you have as well as an entrepreneur, as someone who's ambitious, as someone who wants to go out there and take life by the horns and change the world, change your community, change your family tree, whatever it is you're wanting to change, you're not wanting to be complacent. Okay. And what we found in this is something I'm so passionate about is entrepreneurs are the people who are the ones making the biggest change. Entrepreneurs are the people who are the ones advancing communities forward, who are the ones that are advancing initiatives forward, even life-changing things forward. It's entrepreneurs, the people who are willing to step out there and take that risk. Now, on the flip side of entrepreneurship, though, there's a lot of negatives, okay? I know probably more people who are entrepreneurs who are depressed on a regular basis than people who aren't. Now, it's kind of a weird thing because, you know, we have control over our jobs, right? But I think as ambitious people, we forget and we don't learn the skills how to manage ambition well. We don't learn the skills and how to grow a company that serves us and serves a mission versus just serving the bank account. And then eventually you start to lose your purpose. You start to lose your passion for that work because there's no purpose connected to it. And the second that you lose that purpose, the second that you lose that challenge, the second that you lose that thing that connects you with why are you showing up every single day, is the second you start to slip into like an entrepreneurial depression, entrepreneurial slump. And that's no fun. And one of the reasons we do Carrot Camps is because I want to show you guys what we do on the inside. I want to show you guys what I do personally, what other high performers do to not only pull out of the slumps, but thrive as an ambitious entrepreneur. I want to show you guys exactly what I do in the mornings when I'm having a mental mind funk, you know, when I'm down and out, when I am not clear on what I'm supposed to be doing, when I even am not connected to my why, which happens probably on a weekly basis to me. And how do I pull out of it? How do I pull out of it and get insanely excited? And as we're leading into our Carrot Team retreat, as 20-some-odd Carrot Team members, employees are converging in Roseburg, Oregon over the next week, I start to think about our why big time. I start to formulate, what do we need to go through in those 4 days during our Carrot retreat to really connect every single person on our team with something that matters? You know, how do I need to really craft this experience so every single person on our team connects more with their work, so every single person on our team knows exactly why we're doing what we're doing, and they understand the importance of showing up every single day and delivering and performing at a high level. And also, every single person on the team sees how this business leads them to bigger growth in their life, how it leads them to achieving more of their life list, how it leads them to achieving more of what they wanted to achieve and impact in the world. And that's what we do at Carrot Camp too. Day one, actually not even day one, the day that you arrive on Sunday, we get everyone together at one of our favorite wineries. Amazing, amazing view. We take you there for the view. The wine's great too. But even if you don't drink wine, no big deal, okay? Half the people, it seems like Carrot Camps don't drink alcohol, which is amazing. And more power to you, I love it. But the view is amazing. The fellowship is amazing. Our whole aim there is to get you to think bigger. We're going to get you to think bigger. We're going to get you to think way bigger than you currently are, even if you're already a big thinker. We're going to expand that because it's not for the sense of making more money, okay? We can all make more money. We can all think bigger financially. But I want you to think bigger impact-wise. I want you to think bigger. How can your business, whether it's your real estate business, whether it's something else that happens in the future, how can your business make a real impact and add some sort of mission and purpose to the world where you're showing up insanely pumped up more days than not about the work you're doing because you know it's important and you know it's impacting lots of people. And you know if you don't show up for those people, that their lives are going to have a negative because of it. We're going to help you connect with that purpose. And then day one, we're going to dive right in. The first half of the day on Monday is going to be all about digging into that more deeply, okay? Really pulling out all the clutter in our darn brains that are trapping us from reaching that purpose. I know for me, when I was going through that journey in 2010, 11, 12, when I was out of purpose, out of passion, I didn't know what those things were. I went through a certain process that I talk about in the 8 Success Steps podcast that changed my life. And we can dig deeper together one-on-one at Carrot Camp, at dinner, up in the mountains, whatever we want to do on your issues. I want to do that. Okay, I'm pumped to be able to unlock you as an entrepreneur. Okay, but that first half of the day is all about unlocking you mentally from your current limiting beliefs and your current mode of doing business. We want to unlock you and open up new possibilities and what business can do for you, what business can do for your community, and how business can be more purposeful and ignite your passions. Okay, the second half of the day, we're going to be doing masterminding. And this is where we also expand our minds thinking bigger in our own businesses, because we can't impact the world the way that we want to impact unless we have a strong financial base. One of the biggest reasons we keep on growing Carrot is not because I need more money. I already don't spend the darn money I've got, right? Except for the house that we're renovating. Other than that, I'm driving right now a 2012 GMC pickup, and I'll probably drive this thing till it's toast. But the reason we keep growing Carrot isn't because of money. I just did a podcast episode on this literally a couple episodes ago. It's because growing the financial base helps us impact our mission more. But you can't grow the financial base with confidence that's mission-based unless you know what your darn mission is. And we want to help you get closer to that at Carrot Camp. Okay? But like I said, we are going to have people mastermind and share what's working great in your business. We want you to grow that financial base so you can, when you finally connect with that purpose, when you finally connect with that passion, and there's a mission that you're fired up about, that your business fuels, that the bigger your business grows, the more mission-based it becomes, which is so cool. Okay? And then third, we're going to get you to disconnect, because one of the biggest problems, one of the biggest issues, one of the biggest things in our ways as entrepreneurs is our own brains. It's our own brains. We have way too much going on. We have a tough time meditating. We have a tough time really like taking 10 minutes to not think very much. We have a tough time. Shoot, y'all. I was meditating this morning and been doing it decently consistently. And some days I nail it. But some days like this morning, I just couldn't keep my brain in. There's too much going on. So what are those things that we can do to yank everything out of your brain, catalog it? It removes the open loops in your brain. It removes all that stress and angst, and it gives you clarity on your next steps. Those are things we want to walk you through, those exact steps. And one of the biggest ways to do it is you got to get out in nature. Get away from your desk. Get away from the office. Get away from the city and the smog. Get out in nature. And so that's something I'm passionate about. I'm never going to change with Carrot Camp. And there's some people that won't come because of it, and that's fine, because I want to attract people who really align with our core values and really align with the way that we do things, but also nature is such a big part of peace. Nature is such a big part of happiness, and nature is such a big part of just well-being in general. And I think people all too often forget nature, and we think that we can get false nature by turning on a meditation app that gives us bird tweets and river sounds, right? Those are better than nothing, but nature, there's no replacement for nature for clarity, for purpose, for insight, for energy, for connecting with yourself and connecting with the higher being, whatever you believe in. Okay, so the second half of, or not the second half, about 3 o'clock, 3:30 on Monday, then we're going to head up into the mountains, about a 20 to 30 minute drive from our office, about 15 minute drive from my house. We're going to pass right by my house on the way, a little 3 acre estate on the North Umpqua River. And we're going to split up. Those of us that want to do a waterfall hike, we're going to take you on a really cool leisurely waterfall hike. Not strenuous at all, but amazingly beautiful. And man, it was the highlight of some of the Carrot Campers last time, their trip. Just seeing the nature here in Oregon is crazy. There's something like 15 some odd waterfalls on that stretch. And that river's, I think it's the most amazing, beautiful river in the world. I've seen a lot of rivers, and this is top five probably beautiful rivers in the world in my book. Possibly number one for me, for sure. But we're going to take you up there. If you want to go mountain biking, I'm passionate about mountain biking. We can rent a bunch of mountain bikes. We had 7 or 8 of us go this last time, and it was amazing. We crushed the mountain, came back, met in the middle. The two groups met in the middle at this little park by the river, and we had a catered dinner there waiting for us and fellowship by the river for the next 2 to 3 hours, just hanging out, talking life, talking business, disconnecting with the world and connecting with each other and ourselves. Okay, so if you're at a spot in your life, if you're at a spot in your business where you're making money, okay, we have an income requirement at Carrot Camp that you've got to be making at least $100,000 a year to even qualify. But if you are already making money, your money isn't the thing that you're stressing about these days, possibly, or maybe it is. Maybe it's because you have a boom and bust business model where every single month you're not sure what your income is going to be like, but at the end of the year you're making good money. If you're in that spot, we can help you at Carrot Camp. Y'all, I was in that spot. I'll show you exactly what we did. But at the end of the day, if you're in a spot where you're making money, but you're not as fulfilled as you want to be and as you know you can be, and you're not as happy as you think you should be, you're going, man, I've been chasing after this kind of success for a while, and so many people are chasing after this in those Facebook forums and bigger pockets, and they think once they reach this, then happiness is automatically going to be there. And if you're sitting in a spot where you're going, man, it's just not there. I'm feeling kind of empty. I'm feeling kind of purposeless. I'm feeling like I need an injection of purpose and mission. That is my number one goal for you at Carrot Camp. Okay? If you're needing to gain consistency and predictability, that's my number two goal at Carrot Camp, is help you with our team, executing on the spot with our team and getting ideas from other Carrot Campers there. How do you build a more consistent and predictable business so you can really finally gain that freedom and flexibility as an entrepreneur and those finances so you can make that impact? Freedom, flexibility, finances, and impact are what our focus are at Carrot Camp. Okay, number three is to build your Rolodex. Because when you have an amazing Rolodex, you can impact more people. You can impact your world better. You can grow your financials in a massive, massive way versus trying to tackle it alone. Okay, so we're going to help you grow your Rolodex. Some of the largest home buyers in the country are going to be there. Some of the largest real estate agents in the country are going to be there. And then our team is going to be there. My pay-per-click guy, my Facebook guy, Kylie Newbold, the number one Facebook expert in the world for motivated house sellers, is going to be there as an attendee with you and also sharing everything. So when you want to pull away at lunch or at dinner time and talk Facebook marketing, or in the evening, pull away with Kylie. We're all in it together. Okay, I want you to go to carrotcamp.com. We sent out the very first email to our public distribution list to this on Saturday, just a couple days ago. We already have over half of the 15 spots full already. This is going to fill up fast. We only have, I think, as of this morning, 6 spots. There's one that came in this morning, one of the top investors in Minnesota just joined, but there's 6 spots that are available right now. And we're going to be getting the word out a lot more. We haven't even turned our Facebook ads, nothing like that on yet, y'all. Okay, we want you, if you are someone who's ambitious, if you're someone who knows there's greater purpose out there, someone who knows that there's purpose in your businesses for you, someone who has passions, but maybe you lost them and you need to find them again. We need to figure out how this business can fuel those passions. Or if you're just a person who wants to scale up and build a bigger business and share and learn from some of the best people in the world, I want to meet you at Carrot Camp. I want to show you behind the scenes what we do at Carrot to build such a great culture, behind the scenes what we do to build our people, behind the scenes what we do to share our vision and our mission with our people so they go out there and chase it every single day. We want to share everything with you guys. All right, go to carrotcamp.com. This is probably the last podcast I'm going to do until Carrot Camp is over on this topic anyway. No more Carrot Camp focused podcast. I'm just so passionate about this event we've put together. And now that we finally officially opened the cork on it and sent the first email, we're loud and proud going to be getting it out there so every single person who is the ideal client can come in and get their lives changed and their business changed. All right, go to carrotcamp.com. Grab one of those remaining five or six spots as of the time that I'm recording this. This is not false scarcity. I remember, at our last Carrot Camp, one of the Carrot Campers, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Brandy Pollock, maybe, a big investor out of Florida. He said, "Man, I thought it was false scarcity. I thought you were just saying that, but then you'd accept as many people as you wanted to." And he showed up, and there was exactly the amount of people that I said that we were taking. He goes, "Man, I'm glad I signed up because the spots filled up like 3 days after he signed up, and he wouldn't have been able to come to that Carrot Camp." And I'm pumped that he did. He pushed me in a big way on the mountain bike. Brandy, if you listen to this, man, you whipped my butt on that mountain bike so much so that I've been riding more since then. So next time you come back out, I'm going to be in better and better shape, and we can crush it together. But go to carrotcamp.com, y'all. I look forward to seeing many of you at Carrot Camp in Carrot HQ. And we're going to inject exactly what we're injecting into our carrot retreats with our team. The same thing I'm going through the next week and a half with my team. To add a sense of purpose, to add a sense of passion, to add that connection with that greater mission, and also building them and building their purpose within their work. That's what we're going to be focusing on in a big way. I want to show you guys how to do the same thing. All right, go to carrotcamp.com. I'm going to head out and get to the office, tackle this Monday morning leading into Carrot Retreat because I've got a lot of work to do, and hope to see you here in Roseburg, Oregon, September 10th and 11th. Talk soon.